Hello, everyone. This is, I want to welcome you back to the final episode of Moonlight Madness. Your ears didn't deceive you. This is the last one. Last episode of Moonlight Madness. All right, we had a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, a lot of tears of joy, and tears of anguish, especially during the Luna. Oh my gosh. I went back and listened to that, and I'm like, what the heck was I thinking? But yeah. Multiple channels are quitting. And a lot, if not all my old YouTubers I used to watch are leaving YouTube or changing content ever since I found Etho Minecraft channel, I want to say a few months ago, and I found that he's quitting. I'm becoming a vlogger now. PewDiePie, so he's quitting. MatPat's quitting. Stampy quit. And, you know, it's been a wild ride. So, I just want to tell you all right now that my channel has come to an end. YouTube and podcast alike. I am officially retiring from any form of internet. It's nothing you've done. It's just, I guess I was wrong, man. It's discontinued. So, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say I want to thank you all for sticking with me through all the years and sticking with my channel. Ever since I was nobody, just spreading my stories. It's, you know, it's hard to believe, but this is it. It's been an adventure. But it's the end of the reign of Brian Dash on Moonlight Madness. Through all the change and controversy, you've been by my side. There's no one in the world I'd rather go watch time. It's been a wild ride. So I can still be heard. There's one last bro from the number one in the world. And I want to say this, that I love you all so much. So, to prove my love to you, I have just one thing to say. April Fools! That's right, guys. It's just April Fools. It's a joke. I'm not actually retiring. I actually got some more videos in the making and more books I'm writing to continue a couple of series. The Foxy and Friends series is one of them. Dash series. Oh, sorry, down there. Maybe a remake of Tony's Valentine's. Maybe Echo's version of Tony's Valentine's. Another remake of Crystal's Origin. I'm thinking about doing, and maybe a Brian Dash Origin. And some theory videos, which, while I get ready for bed, I'm actually going to be making a theory video on recording. So, just April Fool, guys. I missed April Fools. I know it's like April 3rd because it's 2 in the morning. I have to get to bed. Dang, I have work tomorrow. Anyway, so I just want to let you guys know I'm just joking. It's April Fools. Haha, happy April Fools. And just let you guys know I'm not quitting because, again, guys, come on, you should know by now the madness never ends. I pull this joke once every year, so why not? If I pull it more than once, then you might know it's real. Or I'm just bored on my mind. But I do plan that to eventually get married, have a child, and then when my child comes of age, he'll become the new. I might call him Brian Jr., Brian Dash Jr., or just a new name in general. But yeah, guys, madness hasn't ended yet, and should never end, because I'll be taking away my son's podcast privileges if he inherits the channel and changes it to, Happy Fun Squishy Squad. If he names it that, then yeah, we got some problems going on, and we need to fix that. But yeah, guys, the madness hasn't ended. I'm still here. I'm still going strong. I'm still alive and kicking. And that's the great thing about when you run out of ideas for your stories. You can branch out and try multiple different things. That's one of the things that I like to do if I run out of ideas for stories, which is very extremely rare. But if I run out of ideas, I'll just make a remake. A lot of people thought that I ran out of ideas when I made the Five Nights at Freddy's version of Foxina and Friends, the 587. That's actually not true. I actually didn't even know there was a 587 for the longest time. Until recently. I knew there was a Bite of 83. But not 1987. So, yeah. And also, fun fact, I want to point this out really fast because it's true. I went back and watched my one of my first videos, and Roxanne was actually the name of Wolfie's sister before Security Breach came out. Here's the thing. I think it was either The Last Jedi or The Rise of Skywalker that came out around that time, which was before Security Breach ever existed. Because here's the thing, my channel, 5 years old. I ended with Roxanne Wolf in my first season. Security Breach, I think, is 2 or 3 years old, give or take a few. When the game came out. 4 years old, I think, when it was announced. But the characters weren't announced yet. I created Roxanne first. And by that I mean the fact that she was a wolf and her name was Roxanne. I got that created. Okay? I want her to be a guitar or singer. But she plays the keytar and I don't know if she sings. So I got the majority of it right, but she's not a racer, and that's where Scott kind of went up to me. So, cheers to Scott. But he made Roxanne better than I probably could have ever made, so I commend him for that. Anyway, guys, just tune in. See, I'm not quitting. I got some video ideas, and I'm doing a theory video of Finance Freeze after this. So, keep your eyes open for that. Thank you, everyone, for watching, and good night. And remember to look into the shadows, because this was a strange one. And anyway, guys, for more of this movie, do not worry, because I'm a workaholic for the fear station. Thank you for watching. Keep resuming, though, because the madness never ends. And thank you for watching. And good night.